was Lisa's idea, and she always claims it was an impulse. She just wanted to help somebody. And in Russia, a lot of people help children who live in orphanages, but no one could help old people. So she decided she wanted to do that. And she invited me to join her.
Almost every weekend, Marina Kachevalova travels to the Russian countryside to visit homes for the elderly. Marina is coordinator of a volunteer group of young women, all in their 20s, who operate under the slogan «Starost v radost», which in Russian basically means «it's nice to be old». Her friend Liza Alyeskina started it all back in 2006 when she was a student at Moscow University.
Liza used to learn dancing, and she invited her friends with whom she went dancing before to go to elderly homes in Moscow and around Moscow and just set dances for those people to show them how beautiful they can dance and to, you know, for the old people to have fun, to think of something else.
But the students found that elderly people in Moscow already got a fair amount of attention. After finishing her first year in university, Liza Alyeskina went to Pskov province in western Russia to visit old people for her study. Marina Kachevalova says that the visit to a nursing home in a small village near Pskov was a real eye-opener.
She went there and she was astonished to find how lonely people there are. She came there, she wanted them to sing to her, to tell her something, but they couldn't speak, she said. They cried, they said, at last, someone came to visit us. We were so lonely here. And then she came back to Moscow and she suggested to all of her friends that we should go and visit those people, make a concert for them, sing songs together, talk to them, just to show them that we know about them, that we care about them.
A small group of enthusiasts formed quickly with the help of a blog on the internet. They started visiting old people, first in and around Moscow, and gradually away from the capital as well. As Liza Alyeskina explained at a meeting of charity groups, social media, above all a Russian version of Facebook, turned out to be a vital instrument for finding volunteers who were willing either to visit elderly people or write letters to them.
Our girls organized a group called Corresponding Grandchildren and put details of the grandmas on the site. In the morning, we had 30 grandmas and zero subscribers. But in the evening, we already had 60 subscribers who all wanted a grandma to correspond with. So we understood that we should use this free platform for quickly spreading information.
Today, the young volunteers visit around 100 nursing homes on a regular basis. The idea to also write letters to their inhabitants seemed natural, since not all of these homes can be visited every day or even every week, says Marina Kachevalova.
People who live there in those nursery homes usually have spent all their life in the same village. It's actually very interesting for them to just read about other people, how they live. I write about my work, I write about the kids, which they love.
For these people who have spent most of their lives in the countryside, getting a letter from Moscow is a special event.
The grandmas and grandpas adore getting letters. Most of them have never gotten a letter in their life. They read this letter themselves, then they give it to read to all the people who live in the same room. They share it with as many people as possible. They're very happy.
The volunteers of Starost v radost devote most of their spare time to actually visiting the old people in their homes. They play the guitar and the accordion and they sing together. The volunteers never arrive empty-handed. They bring gifts like stuffed animals, but also bed linens, clothes, diapers and other things which are unavailable or insufficiently available in most nursery homes. They have also provided wheelchairs, beds, and even a stair-climbing wheelchair to one home. Although this initiative started in Moscow, old people are everywhere, so lately other cities have joined in.
A couple of days ago I got an email from a girl who lives in Vladivostok. She wants to go visit grandmas and grandpas, and she has a friend who wants to go with her, and they would like to find some people.
Still, don't Marina and Liza and the others sometimes have the strange feeling that they are actually doing work the state should be doing? And have they tried to get support from government organizations?
Oh, no, we're not trying to contact anyone anymore because it's no use and usually brings more problems. And as for the work which should be done by the state, I think most volunteers in Russia encounter that. They do what actually should be done by the state, but the state does not do that, and someone has to do this, so we do it.